You're listening to the StyClix podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Hello everyone and welcome back to a special edition of the StyClix podcast. You're listening once again to Nessa, social media manager and occasional podcast host. And today I'm joined for a very special episode in partnership with ATU ahead of their open evenings. We're aware of that it's that time of year, it's January, the CAO deadlines are looming and law students are lost and they would look for inspiration for other students and how they found out about their courses. So the person I'm talking to today is Adam Burr, who goes to ATU. How are you, Adam?
Hi, Nessa, how's things?
We were talking a little bit before we recorded, but I guess for the basics, like tell us, you know, what course you're doing and what year you're in and all that.
So I'm doing History and Geography at ATU Mayo. I'm in my third year of four. Now there is options to do a two-year course at a level six, then level seven, which is a three, and I'm doing the level eight, which is a four-year degree. Okay. And I actually started my second semester of third year today.
Oh, that's very exciting. It's just today you started.
Yeah. Just today I started.
Oh, wow,
yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a nice long break, but good to be back into it.
Great to get back into it. Yeah, that's what I've been hearing the last few weeks. I was like,
Big time.
To be back into the swing of things again. And did you do work placements last semester or is that part of your course at all?
So in second year, it's up to the student now, in fairness. So in other courses that might be it might be coordinated by the staff in the course, where for my course it's all kind of self-enrolled. So in second year we have a work experience module and you have to go out in the summertime and find a work placement. Now for people that would want to be doing teaching, there is an option to kind of go for 4 to 5 weeks to school while you're in term, because obviously a work placement in the summertime as a teacher wouldn't make sense.
Work.
But so there's options for the school, but it's mainly in the summertime of second year.
Okay, yeah, I get it. Makes sense, especially for a teacher doing placement. So what did you do for your work placement?
So I worked at a caravan site down the road from where I'm from in Ballantrae. Now it's history geography, of course, but there's a bit of a tourism element with the history, which I like. You know,
cool.
It gives you a broad kind of aspect of things. You're not just limited to history. Like I actually, me and my few other friends, there's a guiding module in first and second year. And you know, if you score a high enough grade, you'd be a full to Ireland tour guide, basically. So
oh,
I just
really?
Wanted to see. Yeah, and it's really good. It's really well worth it to have the extra qualification. And I just wanted to see, you know, what I like, that kind of aspect of things, and I ended up really enjoying it.
So that's a qualification you automatically get from scoring high in that module?
Yeah, so if you score above 60, I think it's 60% the threshold, you get a Fall to Ireland certified tour guide qualification.
That's like a free qualification within the qualification. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, yeah, I plan to use it in the summertime for a job. Like,
oh, amazing. Because like, I've always thought that would be a tour guide would be a really fun job, especially if like you love talking to people. And
yeah, especially. And if you know your topic that you're talking about, like, it'd be really interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you meet all sorts and like, you get great tips from the American tourists and all that. I think tour guides have it made. That's so cool. So going back to your course then, you're in third year, so you're 2.5 years down, am I right in saying that?
2.5 years down, yeah.
So what's been your favorite part so far? Like, what are you enjoying about it?
To be fair, like, if you're a history and geography lover, like, it is the course for you, and it's so broad. Like, if you weren't enjoying something 1 year or one semester, you know, the next semester it might be different. Like I remember in first year, I'm really interested in the geography aspect of things, and we had geology for the first year, and then, you know, I was kind of sad that I was over. But then second year and third year you do ecology, and it's really nice to kind of build on your skills from first and second year. Like there's no massive jump, like you're not going from, you know, 1200 word essays in the first year to 3,000 word essays in the second year. Like, it's
Mm.
all gradual build up, and I really like that aspect of things.
That's really nice, yeah, that it doesn't, you're not thrown in at the deep end that way. Like, they genuinely
No,
want you
definitely
to
not. Yeah.
learn as you go on. That's I really like that. So we'll come back, like I said at the top of this episode is kind of to help people, or specifically people in sixth year who are filling out their CAO forms right now, ask themselves the right questions about what it is they want to do for the next 3 or 4 years, or whatever it is that they go on to do. So
Yeah.
can you kind of put yourself back in your shoes of when you were in sixth year? How did you come
Jeez.
to yeah, all those years ago?
All those
Like,
years ago.
can you remember like how you came to the decision to do history and geography? I guess it was a subject you were already interested in.
Yeah, fully. I mean,
Yeah.
I always say it to anyone, at that age, I actually failed geography for my junior cert.
No way.
I failed geography, and I had no interest in it whatsoever. And I remember going into fifth year, and it was just the teacher that made all the difference for me. Like, I
Okay.
really like reconnected with it. I always liked history, in fairness. Like, it's an easy enough subject to have an interest in, but in fairness with geography, you kind of have to work to love it, I guess. But
Yeah.
come sixth year, I was really confused. Like, that's the common story I'd say with people at this age. But in fairness, I had a really good careers guidance counselor, and
I
she
bet
just
you did.
sat me down and said, "What do you enjoy doing in school?" And I said, "Well, in fairness, I love history and geography." Like, and she just
Yeah.
helped me do a step-by-step process on where I wanted to go to college and the career aspects of a history and geography degree. And I think I just settled then on history and geography as the main two subjects. I mean, I loved English as well. I love PE. I can be a
All
very
right,
sporty
yeah.
person, but
Yeah.
I think it just took over my interest when come the leaving cert, and I'm studying history and geography, and I'm ended up enjoying studying it. Like, so
Wow, that says a lot, yeah.
I think after that, I kind of realized this is the career for me.
Amazing. And how is it that I imagine you were looking at different places that you could study history and geography? Like, what drew you to ATU?
Yeah, well, fully. I was looking at Galway, in fairness, the NUI, and I was looking at UCC in Cork. But for me, with Castlebar, like, I'm from Donegal, it's not too far away.
Okay,
It's only
yeah.
about a 2 hour drive for me. But I think the main thing for me is when I went to the campus and meeting the lecturers and all. So, like, I
Yeah.
remember my open day, I actually met Fiona White, who you've been in contact with.
Oh,
I
I love
think,
Fiona. She's
yeah,
great.
I love. Yeah, she's amazing. Like, and she, it was just, I think the size of the classes is what kind of attracted me. Like, they're kind of
Right.
smaller classes, and the lecturers really care about you. Like, they really want to push you on, and they really know their stuff, in fairness. I was thinking, I could be in a Galway lecture with 50 to 60 people, and I just blend into the background. But where
Exactly.
I'm here with 10 to 20, 25 people, and the lecturer is pushing us on every day.
That's amazing. Well, that just goes to show like the importance of going to the open days and actually experiencing what it's
Yeah,
like for
and meeting.
yourself. It really does inform your
Definitely.
decision. So if say that there are students going to open evenings now, like what are the questions you'd recommend they ask, or like what should they do at an open evening to make sure they're getting the most out of it?
I'd say just to visit the campus especially, and see if you like the campus first. And then
Mm.
definitely meet all the lecturers for your, like, before you go in, just have a fair idea of what the course would be like and what lectures would be there. And obviously they'd be there to meet you when you go in. But I would just be asking questions about, the career outside of the degree, and
Yeah.
kind of what modules you'd be doing in first and second year. I think,
Yeah.
if you're hooked in first year, you'd want to do second year and third year and fourth year. And
So true.
just ask about career. I remember the thing I wanted to ask about was there's the thing called GIS. It's called Geographic Isolation System Mapping. And I was told by my career guidance counselor, when I told her I love geography, that there's a huge, huge pool of work after the degree for that. And I remember
Okay.
just asking Fiona and a few other the lecturers, what would be my career aspects if I did the course? Would there be the opportunity to to progress on to that field. And in fairness to them, like they gave me stories about past students that that went off to Canada to map forest and for the Canadian Wildlife Service and all this kind of stuff. So like it really hooked me in.
That's amazing. And so like it'll be next year now when you're finishing up. Is that something you're still
Yeah.
thinking about? Are there other areas you'd
Definitely.
love to explore?
I remember when I was going in, I was so set on teaching. And in fairness,
Yeah.
you would do the 4 years and then you do the master's in education afterwards. But I feel like the more I've done the course, I never realized how much of like it wasn't just teaching, you know, at the end of it. It's like I feel like I got myself into such a narrow kind of outlook on the course, where in
Right.
actuality there was so much more other aspects and prospects at the end of the
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly. You
so
wouldn't want to shut yourself off from those other opportunities that you could get as well.
exactly. Yeah, I'm trying to keep myself open for until 4th year, and we'll see from there. Like,
Yeah. I think definitely that age right out of college is like the best time to go traveling as well, if you're talking about potentially going to
definitely.
Canada. Like
Yeah.
that's so exciting. Oh, I love
Absolutely.
it. Coming back to ETU then, like just to give us a kind of a sense of what it's like on campus, like are there any part like clubs and societies you're part of, like the accommodation and all that?
Yeah, so Castlebar is, I think, the accommodation here at the Hawthorne Village, and that's where I'm filming from right now. Like, I
Okay,
can
good.
easily say it's definitely one of the best in Ireland. Like, I've an ensuite bathroom.
Nice.
I've a double king, I have a king size bed, and the rent is really affordable, really affordable compared
Wow.
to other to compared to other college
That's
towns. Like,
amazing,
and it's a lovely town. You know, I always say to my friends back home, like, it's big enough not to get bored, Castlebar, but small enough to know your way around, kind of thing.
yeah.
Like,
Perfect, yeah. The absolute happy medium.
yeah, the happy medium. Like, the campus itself is small. Like, I'm not going to beat around the bush. It is fairly small. I think just like maybe 1,500 students maximum. Like, but that's not a bad thing at all. Like, you know, I've soaked so many close friends, and I nearly know pretty much everyone in the college. Like, and it's just such a friendly, welcoming campus. You kind of get the feel, you know, your first few weeks, like everyone's kind of looking out for each other. There's no, you know, there's no like insular groups that you can't be a part of. Like, everyone's just so welcoming. And in terms of clubs and
Wow, that's
societies,
yeah.
there's just so many. Like, you mean, for me, as a I love football. Like, and well, we haven't the best team now, but we have good fun. But there's plenty of other stuff. Like, for clubs and societies, it's not just limited to football. Like, there's academic stuff. There's like, it's not just sports as well. There's just big kayaking
Yeah.
influence, especially, I don't know if you've seen the other courses. There's the outdoor education
Oh,
course.
yeah.
That's they're really cool guys, in fairness to them. And there's so much like water sports and hiking and all that kind of stuff. There's all them clubs. And in terms of the societies, there's gaming societies, if you're not really into your sports. And it's just
Yeah.
a really wide berth of things to do.
That's absolutely amazing. I suppose you're well placed as well to like do all
Well
those
placed,
different
yeah.
sports. Yeah. That's so cool. I love water sports. I was like, I should have gone to a university on the sea. That would have been so much fun. All right, you know what? I think that's actually all my questions for you, Adam. Because I think there's a lot in there that I think will really help students ask themselves the right questions when it comes to what they're putting down their CAO form. And I think what you mentioned earlier as well about like how your guidance counselor kind of sat you down and was just like, here are the steps that you take to actually, because it can
Yeah,
seem so overwhelming. Like there's
it
thousands
is.
of
Yeah,
courses.
honestly, everyone's in the same boat. You know, when you're in 6th year, like if you have it all figured
Yeah.
out, like you're in the 1% club, to be honest. Like, so you
Yeah,
know,
truly.
my best bit of advice, as I said earlier on, like, I failed geography at the junior cert level. I ended up getting a H1 in 6th year. Like,
You're
it's you
amazing.
know, everyone matures at different levels. And you know, not to be panicking, but when time comes to pick your course.
That's actually such a lovely note to end it on. I really hope people can take that away from them, especially like, you know, in 6th year when things are at their hardest. But like
Aye,
definitely
definitely.
just keep going. And like, once you get to university, like I had an amazing experience at university. It sounds like you did as well. So like anyone who's in sixth year right now, just keep the head up. Like it just gets
keep
better.
the
Exactly. Adam, it was so nice chatting to you today and learning all about your course and all about
Thanks,
life at
Tessa.
ATU. Just a reminder again that this podcast is in partnership with ATU, and if you are interested in studying there, that they do have open evenings coming up in January. You can check out the description of this podcast to find out when those are, and go to the link to ATU to sign up for them. All right, Adam, thank you once again for joining me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks so much, Tessa. Thanks very much.
And we'll leave it there. Bye.